New Jersey joins 15 other states and the District of Columbia in a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's decision to end the DACA program. Details from WHYY's Phil Gregory.
The program provides temporary protection from deportation for immigrants who were children when they came into the United States illegally with their parents. Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, says if the DACA program ends, it would prevent some of the best and brightest from living their dreams.
To deny every one of New Jersey's 22,000 dreamers the ability to become American citizens is to deny justice.
New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says the litigation challenges what he considers unlawful federal efforts to violate the rights of hardworking immigrants and seeks to preserve protections so they can pursue the American dream.
We're making it absolutely clear today that we will use all of the tools of the Attorney General's office to protect the rights of dreamers to enjoy that American dream, and to ensure the safety and well-being of all New Jerseyans, regardless of their immigration status.
The comments came at a ceremony where Graywall administered the oath to one of the first DACA participants to become a lawyer in New Jersey. Mount Laurel resident Parthiv Patel says he and other dreamers are hoping they get a permanent fix so they can be legal citizens and remain in the U.S.
At times they might be timid, at times they might be shy to come out and speak about the situation. But once they realize that they aren't alone, that people are ready and able to stand up and support you, more and more will come out, and eventually we'll have this upswelling of support we need to pass it through Congress.
Governor Murphy says he's also planning to create a state office of immigrant protection and defense. At the State House, Phil Gregory, WHYY News.